Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ross Kimborowski's here. Ross has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. He's the founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. He's a former attorney, former award-winning, former super attorney, but he's come over from the dark side to the light side, to the beautiful part of the marketplace, and we're glad he did that. He's going to talk to us today about some really important trends that you and I need to pay attention to as we attempt to improve putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. Ross, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here with you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back. So what kind of trends should we look for when it comes to marketing our business, when it comes to brand building, when it comes to becoming more relevant to our prospects and customers?
So we see this every year. We're a large marketplace. We've been in business for 11 years, have 220,000 creatives around the world helping businesses. And we see new trends come up with logo design, with website design. But in particular, we're going to talk about logo design today because it's one of the most important things for brands. And let me just set the foundation for it because one of the things that business owners will often not realize is that good design is good business. It makes a stronger first impression, and this is the why people should care. It takes 10 seconds to form a first impression of a brand's logo. And so ultimately, if you have poor design, if it looks like it was built 20 years ago, it's really tough for your prospective customers and your customers to recognize your brand and to trust your brand. Good design also helps your business stand out. So it's increasingly crowded in the marketplace. If you're looking at the newspaper and lots of businesses, or if you're just waking up in the beginning of the day, you're seeing hundreds and hundreds of brand impressions. And finally, it promotes consistency. And this is one of the things that when you think about neuroscience and marketing psychology, if you don't market consistently, if your brand isn't consistent, you have a really tough time getting people to remember you. So trends.
Let me ask you a question, Ross.
Sure.
You said we need to update, keep our brands fresh. But once something, if you designed something for us 5 years ago, and it was really strong, and it's been strong ever since. Should I consider giving up on that and moving to something that's more trendy? Or when do I know when I've got something that works and I should stick with it?
Well, let's look at what a logo is, because I think that's important. At the end of the day, the short answer to your question is if you've got a timeless logo that can withstand time. So there are some good examples of that, of logos that have been around for a long time. For example, For decades, Apple's had a pretty consistent logo.
Yeah, yeah.
IBM hasn't changed their logo for a long time. But really, a logo is a small symbolic piece.
McDonald's.
A logo is a small symbolic piece of artwork that represents a business. And there are really four things it must do. It should embody your brand. It should be instantly recognizable. It should be versatile. And it should be timeless. And then everything else about it is optional. But here's the thing. Even the best companies rebrand. So companies that have business for 100 years, like DuPont, will often clean up and modernize a logo. And the reason they do that is because it's really hard to design something timeless, particularly for a small business.
Mm-hmm.
Logos become important and become popular because of the amount of money that companies spend on branding, on marketing. And so ultimately, for small businesses, this is a lot tougher.
Is it harder to establish a timeless brand with the younger generations than it was your and my generation, do you think? because they really don't care much for older things. And there's something I just wonder about that. That's not a knock on anybody. It's just a taste. It's the way they're wired. What do you think?
So it depends. For example, last year one of the trends was vintage. So there was more mm-hmm. vintage packaging. There was more vintage
ironically,
vintage.
Right? But only ironically.
Ironically.
Right?
Yeah. And so younger generations can sometimes be fickle. I mean, consumers can sometimes be fickle. And so it really depends. At the end of the day, what businesses don't want to do is follow fads. And mm-hmm. even trends are not necessarily appropriate for every single business.
Right.
It's important to try to connect whatever design that you choose, and we're going to talk about those trends and yeah. see if these designs make sense, to the core of your business. But ultimately, coming back to your earlier question, it's really hard to maintain a clean logo throughout. So even companies like Apple that today have a very recognizable, very simple logo, started mm-hmm. out with much more complex logos, changed them a number of times before they got to a point where they were comfortable with mm-hmm. what they had. And this is true for every business. We've had this at CrowdSpring.
Right.
We started with a very different logo, changed it, and then changed it again. And so businesses tend to change their brand identity, their logos, more often than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to change it, obviously, every year because you don't want to reprint business cards. You don't right. want to change it everywhere the logo appears. But it's part of the evolution of a business. As a business grows up, as it earns more revenue, as it attracts more customers, you want to clean up your brand identity so it's stronger,
and
more recognizable.
And when you work on your brand, on your logo, you need to have help from a professional who can back it up with some kind of research, right? I mean, it doesn't need just be your idea. I mean, Steve Jobs did it 50 years ago, but I'm not sure 45 years ago. I'm not sure how many people could do that today. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, the first logo that they designed at Apple had Newton under a tree, and it was very complex,
yeah.
very hard to read. And so professionals absolutely can help you do a better job with your brand identity.
Well, they've seen so many other things. However, I do want to say, folks, you know your business. You know your customers, too. And so it really needs to be a collaboration. I wouldn't want to turn my my logo design completely over to somebody else and have them give it back to me and expect to use it. You got to work together on that, don't you?
Absolutely. It has to be a collaboration.
Yeah.
Smart business owners collaborate with their designers. They
yeah.
know their brand best. They know what their business is
when
about.
When we come back, Ross is going to help us with these 2020 trends. Some of it's going to be playful. Some of it's going to be strong. We're going to have swooshes, too. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.